In today's Mishnah, we're in the fourth and fifth Mishnah, the first parak Masech Makot. And the Mishnah begins, Ein ha'edim nasim zomim ad she'yazomu et atzman. That the false witnesses aren't defined as edim zomim, such that they receive this reciprocal punishment, until witnesses can present themselves to Beit Din and prove that these witnesses themselves are false. That might appear obvious, but we'll see by way of the example that it's not so. There's a mission explains, Kate said, Amru, if witnesses come to forbate him and say, Me'ida Anish Plon, we can testify that this individual, Shaharagat Nefesh, murdered somebody. Amru Lahim, other witnesses come along and they say, Heyachatem Midim, how can you provide such a testimony? They say that either the victim was alive and well and with us at such and such a location, or the murderer himself has an alibi. He was with us at the time of the murder. Mishnah says, Ein elu zomimim. That would not define the first set of witnesses as edim zomim, because they're providing conflicting testimony regarding the substance of what the first witnesses testified. How will they become edim zomim? That's only if, aval amru lahim, if they said, Hey, achatem midim, how is it that you could be providing testimony? Shreatem ayitem imanu, you are with us, or toim on that day, but makom plon, in a completely different location, far away from this supposed crime. Hare elu zomim, in that situation, they would be fined edim zomim, and therefore, v'ne haragim al pihem. They could be executed because they tried to execute the person accused of murder. Why is it that they themselves have to be found false? That's because the pasuk says, "V'nei ed sheker ha'ed," that it's only once they themselves are bound to be false, and not if the substance of what they're saying, the other witnesses come and provide conflicting testimony. Let's now learn Mishnah. Hey, ba'u acharim. So we have a situation where first set of witnesses came and testified, and then we've got another pair that come along and say it's impossible that you could provide this testimony. You were with us in this location, therefore they can be executed. In this particular incident or case, we have another set of witnesses come and provide exactly the same testimony as the first pair. And the second set of witnesses that came to Beit Din also say that the next pair of witnesses are also couldn't provide testimony, they're false witnesses. And this pattern repeats itself. And it says, Afilu Meya. So you could even have 100 pairs of witnesses that are all testifying about this case. And after each of those pairs present themselves, we have the same set of witnesses keep saying about each pair that present themselves, and they say, it's impossible, you're with us. And they're trying to make every single pair that comes before them, they're trying to define them being Edim Zomim. And Mishnah says, according to the Chachamim, Kulam Yihargu. It's possible still that they're all considered false witnesses, all considered Edim Zomim, and they can be executed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istasit Hi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not. This seems to be a conspiracy. It seems to be quite clear that the murderer, the person who committed the crime, or supposedly committed the crime, he organized with two other people to protect him. In the case that witnesses would come to Beit Din and testify his murder, he says, you keep on testifying and knocking out anyone who wishes to find me guilty or provide testimony that I should be guilty. So therefore, ve'enu neherega, koint Rabbi Yehuda, enu neherega, the only ones that are executed is Ela Katrishona Bilvad. So just go back, the concept of istis, there's different understanding of what the etymology is in terms of one is that, again, it's some sort of a stia, there's a crookedness, there's a twist in it, there's a almost like the language of conspiracy. The Bartanur says it's almost used rhetorically. It says, istasit hi. Istis is like a dye, a blue dye. In other words, is it possible that this testimony is like a dye that you can discolor, if you like, any edim that come? In other words, is it really true that these two witnesses can simply reject anyone that comes to present in this case? Again, the gist of it here is it seems to be something smells suspicious, something smells funny, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Eino nereget ela kant rishona bilvad, that the only ones that can be executed, meaning the only set of witnesses that testified about this specific case being executed, are the first ones that came or were found false. Anyone after that would not be able to be killed. That's one understanding. The Rambam says, actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after the first set of witnesses are bound to be false, they don't accept any more testimony about this case. And it wouldn't ever develop such a situation like the case in our Mishnah, where you keep on getting witnesses coming to testify this case and found to be false by whichever pair of witnesses seem to be protecting this accused murderer. Nonetheless, it appears that Katis points out that, or Batanur as well, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Chachamim, so the case would continue, and all the witnesses that present themselves in front of Beit Din could be found false, and all of them, if ilumea, could be executed. Those are Mishnah today.